To get us started, perhaps you could explain, what is the transit of Venus?
All right. As we all learn in grade school, Mercury and Venus have orbits that are smaller than Earth's orbit.
Mm-hmm.
So they will occasionally, periodically, pass between Earth and the Sun. In most cases, they don't pass directly in front of the Sun because the orbits aren't aligned properly. But there are certain places in Earth's orbit where we will see Venus pass directly in front of the Sun every 120 years or so. So in this case, we saw a transit of Venus, with Venus appearing to cross the face of the Sun back in 2004. Prior to that, it hadn't occurred for 122 years. And after tomorrow's transit, after Tuesday's transit, it won't do this again until the year 2117.
What's the explanation for why it happened just 8 years ago, and other than that, we have these 100-year-plus time frames?
Well, it really has to do with the alignment of the orbits, and one would have to go through the calculations to see that this only occurs mm-hmm. infrequently.
This is, and you are going to have special telescopes set up in Chandler Park on Tuesday, beginning at 5. People, anyone can come by and take a look?
Yeah, anyone can come by. I would recommend that the preschoolers not come, since they don't really get much out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I've found that they have trouble seeing through a telescope, and in this case, it'll be a little harder than usual to see some of the small features on the Sun.
Okay.
And I don't want to encourage anyone, especially younger children, to look directly at the Sun, because Venus only covers a tiny portion of it. It's not at all like a solar eclipse, where the Moon will cover up the entire Sun.
Can you explain the telescopes you're going to be using? They're outfitted with some special equipment, I guess?
The telescope's only about 10 inches long. It's a small telescope mounted on a tripod, but it has a special filter which blocks out most of the light of the Sun, and then a very special filter costing around $800, which is a very narrow bandpass filter. It only allows a certain type of red light to come through, and that gives us a lot of contrast. So in addition to seeing the shadow of Venus crossing the Sun, we'll be able to see sunspots, prominences, and perhaps some other features on the surface of the Sun, which are interesting to see any day.
Just so I'm clear, there are two filters on it then?
Two filters.
Okay.
The one is to eliminate most of the light and then not heat up the other one so that the other one behaves properly.
All right. And did you get to see, I imagine you got to see the one in 2004?
I think I was out of town.
Oh, were you? Okay.
But these are so rare and so interesting to astronomers that there are people who will be recording this and putting this up on the web. So you might see website spaceweather.com has links to various images, and there will be a live transmission from several locations using web technology showing this transit in progress tomorrow evening.
Why is this of special interest to you?
Well, as we teach astronomy, we like to point out that the transit of Venus was proof that the orbit of Venus was smaller than Earth's orbit. It helped confirm the idea that the Sun was at the center of the solar system. So it's important historically. But it turns out it's still important for scientists, because right now we have spacecraft looking for planets around other stars. One of the best ways to detect their presence is to look for other solar systems that are lined up just the right way so that those planets go in front of those stars. When that happens, the light from the star diminishes just a fraction of a percent for several hours. So we can see now the evidence of other planets called exoplanets by looking at thousands of stars using a satellite called the Kepler satellite. This of course, requires that we understand how the light will be blocked off as the transit occurs. So tomorrow, some of our space assets, for example, the Hubble Space Telescope, are going to be pointing at the moon. And they're going to very carefully measure the brightness of some features on the moon as Venus passes in front of the sun so that we can really understand how much the light diminishes during the transit. So it's still important scientifically to look at transits, although just to look at it the way we'll look at it Tuesday night through a small telescope is not of much value scientifically, but it's interesting.
Why was Chandler Park chosen as a location?
I wanted to do a public viewing. We have three of these solar telescopes, a small class of 20 students. They don't need all three. And so I'm going to have at least one in Chandler Park. I think people will only look through it for 30 seconds or so. So there won't be a long line if people don't come all at 5 o'clock, come anytime between, say, 5 and 7 or 8. And that telescope then should give the best image that we can give using equipment locally.
All right. Is that the best location or in town or?
I wanted a central location.
Yeah, okay.
Where people would know where it is.
Are there transits with other planets? Would there be with Mercury, for example?
Several years ago, we had a transit of Mercury. Mm-hmm. These are more common. A little harder to see because Mercury is much smaller and closer to the sun.
And closer to the sun, yeah.
It's further from Earth, so it looks smaller in addition to being smaller.
Mm-hmm. All right. What else? Of course, I imagine you're going to look through the telescope and look to see the transit. You mentioned some of the other features of the sun, too. Is there anything else you're going to be looking for when you peer through a telescope Tuesday afternoon?
Well, there's a fairly large sunspot moving across the sun as it rotates every 25 days. We'll see a sunspot move across from left to right over the course of 2 weeks. And this particular sunspot has been giving out flares, so you can tie it into these flares that cause coronal mass ejections of large amounts of material, some of which may hit the Earth in a few days and contribute to the aurora.
Anything you want to add about the transit of Venus or the viewing in Chandler Park?
Well, the weather should be good. The forecast is for a clear sky. I'll set the telescope up and be moving it after each person views it to realign it with the sun. And then people can just take a look at it and see some of the features. I'll try to point out various features. If I see them, I'll try to make sure people also see them.
Is this something that can only be viewed in the Western Hemisphere or the Northern Hemisphere, or will people around the globe be able to see the transit of Venus on Tuesday?
Only about half the globe will see it.
Mm-hmm.
Most people in the U.S. will be able to see it because it starts at 5 o'clock our time, which would be translated into times in other parts of the U.S. where they can still see the sun, and then it would continue until sundown. Now, at sundown here, the transit will only be halfway. Venus will only be halfway across the sun.
Okay.
So.
All right. That should do it. Thanks for coming down on short notice to tell us about
this. Certainly welcome.
All right.